On a sprayer, a nozzle spray pattern consists of numerous spray droplets of various sizes, and these are important for your herbicide applications. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. And as you're looking through herbicide labels, you may be noticing more and more of them that require a specific droplet size for spraying the herbicide. Droplet size refers to the diameter of an individual spray droplet. The droplet sizes contained in the spray pattern can be classified into droplet size classes. These classes include extremely fine, very fine, fine, medium, coarse, very coarse, extremely coarse, and ultra coarse. And this is how they compare one nozzle to another. Droplet sizes are usually measured in microns or micrometers. 1 micron equals 1/1000th of a millimeter. Let me see that one more time. 1 micron equals 1/1000th of a millimeter. That's pretty tiny. In comparison, our human hair, or the end of a human hair, is about 100 microns in diameter. Nozzle tip selection is determined by the desired droplet size. The droplet size from a nozzle becomes important when the efficacy of a herbicide or insecticide is dependent on the coverage on a leaf or on an insect. Nozzles producing droplets in the finer to middle portion of the size range are usually recommended for post-emergence herbicide applications. These applications, which may include herbicides, insecticides, and fungicides, require excellent coverage on the intended target. Nozzles producing from the middle to the coarser end of the range, while offering less thorough coverage of a leaf, provide significantly improved drift control, or these droplets don't move near as easily on any kind of wind. These nozzles with this droplet size are commonly used for systemic or pre-emergent surface applied herbicides. In summary, always make sure you read your product label. Pesticide products may specifically specify what droplet size to be used on how much spray solution for a given area. This information directs your herbicide selection and your nozzle selection. Now, to get more information about the droplet size and getting your sprayer set, join us on March 22nd for the K-State Sprayer Technology Workshop in Bird City. This workshop is being held from 12:30 to 4 o'clock Central Time. The cost of the workshop is $30, and the class size is limited to the first 30 participants who are registered. You can register to attend and pay online at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. The registration deadline is next Monday, March 19th, or if the class fills up quicker. You can find more information about this sprayer technology workshop on my Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie. If you have any questions, get a hold of me at the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in St. Francis, Goodland, and Sharon Springs. And be sure to get registered and join us for the sprayer application technology workshop on March 22nd in Bird City.